Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Welcome to it.
Show number 200.
Yeah, they said would last. We said it would last.
Show 208 will be our 4-year anniversary. Yes. Everybody's like saying we should do something special for the 200th and a 200th show. You know what I'm telling everybody? I'm talking to you.
Right.
Okay, that's what we're doing.
This is so special for us.
Listen to
we've given up every weekend now for 5 years to do this. So.
Listen to how our people are. This Sunday is the Girl Scout cookie sale from 10 till 3.
Yeah.
March 29th. And this is from a gentleman in Ohio. Anthony, I'd like to help send out a big FU. Hopefully they're still selling. I'd like to support by purchasing 50 boxes of Girl Scout cookies to be shipped to our troops.
What a great guy.
Okay, and he's from Ohio. And it's signed anonymous, which is fine. So 50 boxes are sold already for this Sunday. And they're getting shipped to our troops. So you can stop down, email me or something if you want to do the same thing. But this Sunday from 10 to 3, you know, I have the list of the cookies here, and I'm going through it.
I see that.
Savannah Smiles, a crispy, zesty lemon cookie, fail. Trifoils, shortbread cookie, fail.
Yeah.
Do-si-do, peanut butter sandwich cookie, Samoa's, chewy and rich, That's not a cookie, that's candy, bro.
Absolutely.
This is a new one, little gay, rah-rah raisin, hearty oatmeal cookie with plump raisins, and Greek yogurt chunks.
Oh, Lord, that's
Tagalogs, which is the peanut butter patty. Mike Palanti Sr. says, do not ship Tagalogs to the troops. They will arrive as a puddle, which makes...
Oh, really?
Which sounds
it's a little hot there. Yeah.
And then Thin Mints. I didn't know it, but listen, all you vegetarians and vegans out there, Thin Mints are vegan. Crisp wafers covered in chocolate.
Like
Thin Mints is my favorite, actually.
Yeah.
You put them in the freezer. I didn't know it until I lost 170 pounds that one sleeve was not a serving. A serving
is
three cookies.
Who says who?
I used to put a whole sleeve in the fridge, in the freezer, and then get a big glass of whole milk with some ice cubes and eat a whole sleeve of Thin Mints at 3 o'clock in the morning and then go right to bed.
Who doesn't do that?
You know, so I find it interesting. Three cookies is a serving.
Why in the freezer, though? Explain
you've never frozen? Have you ever frozen grapes? Put a bunch of grapes in the freezer overnight and eat them. Yeah. I'm telling you, it's the shit. Listen, fat people are fat people at heart. We come up with innovative ways, baby. And I've never eaten Thin Mints one at a time.
No, of course not.
Two at a time go in my mouth.
Yeah.
When I eat them. So, and that's what I'm going to buy, but I'm probably going to send about 50 boxes to the troops as well. So this Sunday, March 29th, from 10 to 3.
We talk about it a lot, but it never really gets enough play. We have such a lousy job. We do such a lousy job of showing the world who we are as a community. This is what this community is really all about.
Correct. Giving.
We're not killers, like everybody wants to make us out to because you have a gun. It's ridiculous.
And so come out and show your support this Sunday from 10 to 3. I'll be here for a few hours of it as well, and I'll probably have cleanup at the end and buy any cookies. Also, this Sunday is the SAW one-year anniversary event.
Oh, yes.
By the time the girls hear this, they'll know I bought them a little anniversary gift that's going to be unveiled. It's edible, by the way.
What is it? Edible.
I bought them a one-year anniversary cake shaped like a revolver cylinder with bullets in it, standing straight up. Happy anniversary, so good. It's huge.
Nice.
It's a huge cake, and the dessert ladies made it for me. So, most of the listeners don't get this magazine. Shooting Sports Retailer Magazine.
That's for the
Industry. They're for us guys, gun stores and gun ranges throughout the country. This is a national magazine. And they did an article, Oliver Shapiro did an article on me a few months ago, Selling Behind Enemy Lines, and it's all about people like us in New York and California and the red tape and everything we go through. But it's funny, all the pictures in here are mine, my school, my range and everything, which is really, really cool. And they talk about all the things that I've done to break the barriers in the state, like Walt had mentioned last week with, bringing families involved and breaking the stereotypes. So I just want to thank Oliver and those guys for that. On another note, Starbucks has dropped their Race Together campaign.
Wow. There's a surprise.
You know,
because the first thing I think about when I go into a Starbucks at 6 o'clock in the morning for an early cup of joe is talking about a racially charged subject.
You know, the employees were taught, what's his name, Howard Schultz, the CEO of Starbucks. Mm-hmm. The employees were being taught and to ask customers like, did you have any black friends when you were a child? Are they still your black friends now? And if not, why they're not? Why aren't they your friends now? Well, Jimmy Salters was a very good friend of mine as a child. He's a retired New Jersey State Trooper now. Comes into range once in a while to shoot, but our paths went separate ways. Like most of my friends, I'm only in contact at 54 years old with two guys that I went to junior high school with.
No, of course.
And it had nothing to do with race. But so they set this up where they're going to put a sticker or they're going to write on your cup, let's discuss race or race together. So me being the belligerent, irreverent some bitch that I am.
No, wait a minute. You didn't do anything.
My nurse, Kelly, wanted to go to the Jersey Gardens Mall, and she had never been there before. So I went in and with Kelly, and I ordered something, and it was two baristas. So I said to them, I said, I'd like to discuss race with you. Do you have the sticker for my cup? And she said, sorry, sir, the stickers didn't come in yet. I said, well, can I discuss race with you? There was about 40 people behind me in line, too. So she says, yes. So I said, okay, so specifically.
She said yes, huh?
Yeah, well, they have to.
Oh, yeah.
So I said, this was on Saturday. So I said, so specifically, what gains have you seen take place in race relations in the United States since the civil rights movement began? And can you give me a state-by-state report card regarding affirmative action and its positive and negative effects on our society as a whole? Am I discussing race?
You did this without me?
Yes. Am I discussing race?
I really need to be a fly on the wall to watch the expression on their face.
So I don't want to be an asshole.
Racially, yeah.
So they said, well, we can't really answer that. We have to go get the manager. So they asked
because
me to step aside.
It's beyond their minimum wage experience.
They made Kelly's coffee, and they made me. I got a 30-ounce green tea lemonade, half sweet. I know it sounds gay, which that's not a bad thing. But so I guess like when the manager came out, which was a 23-year-old kid, and I'll finish the story when it came out.
Wait, I can't discuss that. I need to go get the manager.
For 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
Becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO.com. Dr. Eric is in Bridgewater, New Jersey. If you or anyone you know is within 30 miles radius of Bridgewater, please support him. Send him an email, like his Facebook page, Waldorf Chiropractic, Waldorf Family Chiropractic. Dr. Eric is a strong supporter of Gun for Hire Radio and all the Second Amendment movements in New Jersey. A friend of mine, Matt Andreas, is getting involved in another 2A movement in New Jersey, and we're going to be discussing that next week in length. I'm meeting with him on Tuesday to get some information. So the 23-year-old manager came out of Starbucks, and he said, "Can I help you, sir?" And we walked over to the side, and Kelly was having none of this, okay? This was on Saturday.
She left.
Yeah, so the manager said, "Can I help you?" I said, "Well, are you the manager?" He goes, "Well, I'm the shift supervisor, I guess." You know, so it was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday.
He's got the keys to lock and unlock the register.
I said, I just want to ask you. I said, "We're supposed to discuss race, and not to be abrasive or anything." I said, "So specifically, what gains have you seen take place in race relationships in the U.S. since the Civil Rights Movement began?"
Right from the top.
"And can you give me a state-by-state report card regarding affirmative action and its positive and negative effects on our society as a whole?" He looked at me and says, "I really can't ask you that." He goes, "We have some questions that we discuss with people with race relations and stuff." He goes, "I'm going to have to ask you to leave." So I'm like, "Are you throwing me out?" He's like, "Well..." He goes, "You know, I don't really want any trouble." I said, "I'm not looking to get you in trouble, starting trouble." I said, "If you want, I'll leave." So he walked me. You know, and the store is open on three sides.
He
walked me. You know, he didn't put his hands on me or anything. And I'm not looking to start a fight
with him. 86'd you from the store.
I'm not looking to start a fight with him, you know. And he's a young kid, and he has no idea. You know, I'm 31 years older than him, and the scope of things is completely different. So I walked out. I went across the street. There's H&H Outdoor Clothing, and I took a – I didn't want to do a photo bomb in front of Starbucks. I held the cup up, though, just because I didn't want the kid, like, to call security or something. Yeah, I don't want to ruin his day. But that was Saturday. So, and then Monday – Starbucks dropped the Race Together campaign.
Well, because it was
completely.
Such a success. It was such an overwhelming success.
I got a feeling that other semi-intelligent, irreverent people went and did the same thing.
You think?
But wasn't it supposed to...
Schultz did this because
it was supposed to spark conversation. Yeah. And now, listen, I'm not a racist. I hate everybody the same. Okay? And I would have went with Gary Smith or Sean Brown or Keith Brachter or Ainsley. I would have went with them and let them ask a question, too.
This is shit.
This stuff I pulled up, like affirmative action and stuff, you know, I really don't want to know the answers to that. I just wanted to have a little fun. But, you know, so what are we supposed to say, you know?
Right.
But, meanwhile, it went viral, what happened with Starbucks. Most of the people of minority, of color and stuff, are like, "Why isn't there any Starbucks in my neighborhood?"
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
So I got an idea, Mr. Schultz, because you're the CEO and you want to improve race relations and stuff, then why don't you build some in the lower
income and then subsidize
them?
Right, absolutely.
Or I got a better idea. You want us to intertwine and intermeld more? Open one up in Harlem and only charge $1 for a coffee. I'll go there.
Right.
I don't care about that because I'm not a racist and I'm not a phobe with anything. I'll go there. But why don't we mix them up a little bit?
Well, the same guy came out at his annual stockholders meeting and said that if you believe in traditional marriage, we don't want you in our store.
Correct.
What is diverse about that? It's diversity. Look, you know my views. I don't give a damn about anything except you trying to impose your views on me.
Correct.
You leave me alone, I leave you alone. That's the way life is supposed to work. Don't tell me what to do, I don't tell you what to do. I don't care what you do.
You know, it's funny. I don't really go to Dunkin' Donuts that much for coffee because I don't like Indian food, you know. And Starbucks to me is way too expensive.
Now we're gonna get
I'm gonna tell you, there's two great values, and I don't eat junk food anymore. And there's two great values for coffee.
Sorry, I couldn't keep it any longer. Go ahead.
McDonald's, 99 cent, any size. Their coffee is deadly.
Yeah,
and
it is.
And White Castle has great coffee. If you've never had it before.
White
Castle has great coffee. Better than McDonald's.
Get out.
Yes, and I'm not a fan of the McDonald's food. And I could eat four or five White Castle once a year or whatever, but I go to those two places for coffee. But where I get most of my coffee is from my K-Cup machine at home.
Yeah, right.
And I have to-go cups, and I actually have a ceramic Starbucks cup that I use from driving from my where I live to the range, which is 6 miles in the morning.
Is it a urinal if you need it?
No, I don't care about that because I know what happens with these companies. They get elevated to a point. They're no different than Sean Penn or Bruce Springsteen. Once the liberal mindset gets there, they want to change
how
the world their way.
How about doing what you're supposed to do? Sell beverages. That's what you're supposed to do. Your business is selling beverages.
No, we can't really do that. That would make sense. But I just, it's a shame because you're putting this on your employees who are making like minimum wage or $9 an hour, $10 an hour, your baristas. And then you're going to have people going to come in. Shit could escalate,
Of course it could.
I wasn't there. Listen, I was the quintessential gentleman, and I walked out. I was not going there to pick a fight. Listen, after what's happened to me the past 8 months with legal stuff and everything, the last thing I want to do. Yeah, I'm trying to stay as far under the wire as
lawyer
possible,
in your life,
Luckily, though, karma works. It's kind of shifting the other way now.
Of course, it always does.
Which is a good thing. Mm-hmm. I'm very happy about that. The other thing I wanted to talk about before we get into the next story is we are running this Spartan race September 13th at Mountain Creek. And it's on all our social media sites. It's going to be on our next email. It's on our homepage. No, we have like 45 people signed up already.
Wow.
Anybody who signs up under Team Gun for Hire will get a two Gun for Hire real team race shirts, one to ruin in the Spartan race and one to keep afterwards. And Sandra Muldoon from Saw Group right now is working on securing a restaurant. I'm going to pay for catered food and party after we run the Spartan race. And again, at a minimum of $10 per entry, I will be donating to the Saw Group. Plus, we're going to come up with some booby prizes and some other awards and stuff. So it's growing. I'd like to get 100 people. We're going to get our own start time and everything, which is kind of cool.
Wow, your own start time, man.
I told you I'm running. Kelly, my girlfriend, my nurse, is handcuffed to my left wrist. And Jimmy Graziano, my trainer, is going to be handcuffed to my right wrist. Okay?
So you're making it.
I'm making it.
Yeah. She got the shots of adrenaline and everything for you.
I'm making it. That's okay? Very good. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the world. You probably can't open this because you're too cheap to subscribe to the Wall Street Journal.
I don't read the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah, well, I do. And Christy at Hanover Township, my old town, before I got, ostracized from there, or something, whatever it is.
From a lot of places. Huh?
Yeah. Christy said he would consider revisiting New Jersey strict gun laws if he had a Republican-led legislator. Liar, liar, fat 60 waist pants on fire. Okay?
Absolutely. Hands down.
I want to be president, so now I want to be pro-gun.
Now I'm 2A. Well, he just said he would revisit them.
There's 35 things that he could fix with his signature without the Republican legislature.
Exactly. And all he said was, send me a Republican assembly and a Senate.
Correct.
And I will be able to enact. Now, are you serious? We sent your fat ass to Trenton to fix things. You didn't fix the economy. New Jersey's economy is in the dumper. You did absolutely nothing on the Second Amendment. Absolutely nothing. All he did was maybe run a little bit of interference.
Listen, we had a couple of vetoes.
Yeah, on a magazine ban.
But he could, with his power as governor, there's a few things that are pending. He could have his AG fix HR 218.
He appointed two of the most Eric Holder-like attorney generals in the state history.
He could have his AG fix the hollow point bullet rule for retired cops in the state of New Jersey that they can carry hollow points.
Right.
Instead of more dangerous ball ammo.
Right.
One signature. Okay? He could have a better compliance through HR 218. And this is stuff that affects law enforcement, not the average citizen. And then there's he, as the governor, could get with the state police, and he could have sent a letter out to all 565 towns and municipalities and say, start following the state police guidebook.
Never happen. Will never happen.
Exactly.
Christy is an anti-gunner. He is a big government Republican progressive. End of statement. He is an anti-gunner, believes in control, and control doesn't allow for us having control over our own lives.
Correct. So liar, liar, size 60 weights, pants on fire. Okay? Come on, Christy, why don't you hit the gym with me 5 days a week? I'm like iron now.
Well, he hits the gym. Goes
large shirts, 34 waist from a 5X. And a 58 waist, bitches.
For many people walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have three times as much light downrange that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and Corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
No rules, no apologies, no holding back. Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
Freedom. Oh, for the people. Freedom to the people. Oh, freedom.
You know, we have Winston in the studio.
Yes.
And why sleep on your $300 Orvis memory foam bed when you can sleep on a asphalt tile floor?
Yeah, of course.
I like that.
He likes that. I know.
Ron Orvis Sousa. Ron, I hope Luna's doing better. I haven't heard from you in a while. Montville Executive Suites. Their website is montvilleoffice.com. Let me tell you something. Features 38 private offices, telephone answering, mail receiving, forwarding, meeting rooms, and the ability to hold seminars and events for up to 70 people. Visit MontvilleOffice.com. Check out Ron Sousa's place. Again, for as little as $58 a month, you can get out of the friggin' Race Together liberal coffee shop, and your ass could end up in a professional pro-gun environment.
Yeah. Ooh, thing.
All right, you heard the ladies last week from SAW. They said this place really is beautiful. So if you know anyone that needs the professional environment, hook them up with MontvilleOffice.com.
Or just if you're holding a meeting. Like if you're going to have a meeting, you know, any type of seminar or meeting, it's a great place
Correct.
To do that. Get out of
the hotel.
70
people will fit. And listen, I got a ton of letters the past 2 weeks, but I'm only reading the ones whose people's names I can pronounce. So either change your name or don't put your name. Just put your initials. I don't know.
Yeah.
But this one comes from the far north, Chris Smuda. Congratulations on 200 episodes. I don't know what you have planned for the show this week, but you might want to include a highlight package of all the food and fashion advice Anthony has given over the years.
Can you imagine a show dedicated to that?
No yoga pants advice, please. The images are too disturbing. Don't worry. I'll never have. Man. Listen, one thing my girlfriend wanted me to get skinny jeans. The last girlfriend, she's gone. Okay.
The hell are skinny jeans?
Forget it. Oh. That's a metrosexual thing. Oh. But you won't ever see me in yoga pants. And then he wrote, I certainly hope that shooting from the shitter class isn't an April Fool's joke. No, it's a real joke.
No, it's a real
joke. Although it likely is. With my luck, that's where I'll be if and when a home invasion happens.
You know, he's making a good point there,
Chris,
though.
I mean, I've been saying for 10 years, we have an alumni of people here that they would take a shooting from the shitter class if I introduced it. I spend a lot of time on the boat. I'm reading Becoming Steve Jobs right now. It's a pretty thick book, right? So I spend a lot of time on the shitter. Think about where is your piece?
Right.
You're sitting on the shitter, your pants and underwear around your ankles. Someone breaks into your house or apartment. Tell me what you're going to do.
Exactly right. Yeah. Right. What are
Easy
you doing?
Easy class to do. Get a pooper, put it in an outdoor range or in my indoor range here, and have someone, not their underwear, but just pull their pants around their ankles. Where's your gun? Were you wearing a holster? Are you wearing a strong side hip holster? So where's your gun right now? On the floor next to your pants, right?
Yeah.
So now we do we simulate a home invasion or something, and you jump up. Okay? Let's see how you're going to handle it. Let's see how you're going to run.
No, I would absolutely love to watch that class.
I'm going to tell you right now, shooting from the shitter. Chris Smith, thank you for having a name I can pronounce. And yes, it's 200 shows. It's not our four-year anniversary. 209 will be our fifth year. 208 will be the end of 4 years with this guy. I can't believe I know this guy this long. I must know him five years now.
It's got to be like, you know, remember when we first...
Do you know if I killed you when we started the show, I'd be out by now.
Yeah, you would.
In New Jersey.
That would be very true.
When we first started the show, I was scared shit.
Yeah.
You approached me, said, let's do a podcast. I was like, what's a podcast? And I was like, okay, I guess we're doing a podcast.
My wife we would maybe do it 3 weeks or 4 weeks, something like that. I said, give it 4 weeks, it'll die. It's no big deal.
Boy, that was a thing. Yeah. So listen, Matthew Trimmer sent me this. This is viral over the internet, but FBI figures tweaked to show phony increases in mass shootings, report says.
Yeah, that's a surprise.
Okay.
We've been saying
this
by Perry Chiaramonte.
Crime stats published by the FBI and relied upon by media distort the gun violence and leave the public with the impression mass shooting incidents are a much bigger threat than they really are, according to a criminologist and Second Amendment scholar. Okay, this is by John Lott. We know this. But
what used to be that the FBI was sacrosanct, that you couldn't cook the books there. I can understand the Justice Department cooking the books because the universal crime statistics or whatever. But I can understand that because that's under a political appointment, pretty much the same way the U.S. Public Health Service is. But the FBI? That's Eric Holder.
Yep. John Lott says that it was not mistakes in the reporting. It was manipulation.
This is the most transparent administration in the history of the world.
And, of course, we never got answers on Fast and Furious, and Operation Choke Point is still giving some gun dealers and gun stores problems.
None of this is going away.
No.
You know, everybody thinks, it's got, like with the magazine bans and now the ammo ban. They're going after whatever they can, and now you've got a lame duck president who can do any damn thing he wants.
Yep.
Eric Holder, when Eric Holder resigned, he said his greatest regret was not passing more gun laws. Well, I didn't realize it was the attorney general's responsibility to make law.
Mm.
But to enforce the law as it complies with the Constitution. So shouldn't he be championing the Second Amendment and making sure that our rights aren't trampled on? Shouldn't that really be with the job?
But he has a bigger agenda.
Oh, yeah.
He has a much different agenda, and that's the big problem here. You know, the FBI definitely manipulated the numbers, and then the press uses it to create even more
hysteria. Press just eats it up. Yeah, the press doesn't. The press tends to be very, very lazy. A reporter will just grab whatever news is coming down for a number of reasons, deadline being some, and journalistic excellence is gone.
You remember Arnold stopped here one day from New Jersey Gun Forums, HBEC.
Yeah.
He said, Anthony, it's Arnold. I wanted to bring you up to date on a significant event in my life and how Gunfire Higher Radio helped me through the transition. As of March 1st, both I and my car became citizens of the state of Florida. We have GTFO'd out of New Jersey. I have a Florida driver's license registered to vote. It was not an easy decision, as I regret not sticking it out and fighting for 2A rights in New Jersey. Still, I'll continue to fight for 2A rights in general and where I can for New Jersey specifically. The 2A freedoms were not the only factor in my decision, which also involved the status of the real estate markets in both places, as well as businesses and other hobby factors, cave diving, etc. It's where I always wanted to settle, even before I reactivated my 2A interest. 2.5 years ago, by the way, my inventory is now safe and secure in my Florida location, never to see New Jersey again. I've been back and forth between New Jersey and Florida a few times, cleaning the house and moving things out because I've already had the cable TV internet canceled. It's now very quiet in there. So quiet, it's deafening, but I still have a computer and my Wi-Fi hotspot, and that means I have access to Gun for Hire Radio. I've downloaded the latest shows, including the Dread at 198. Fear not, I got the correction later. I've been listening to them repeatedly as it helps me to hear your dulcet tones and break up the silence while I'm working on the house. I'm still active in 2A. I became a sustaining member of the Florida Carry Organization earlier this year, and I'm active in the Florida Gun Forums. Uncle Mass invited me to participate in several of the local events here, and I will stay involved in this organization. Of course, I'll continue to listen to Gunfire Radio and encourage others as well, and I hope to come see you again in Woodland Park whenever I'm up to visit family. Hope it goes well for you and Gun for Hire now and the future. Best regards, Arnold. Thank you, Arnold. That was really heartfelt. We're sorry to see you lose you because you were active and instrumental. We need more people
like you.
You
can't blame
him. But no, I can't blame you. We have Winston in the studio, and now he's just moved onto his bed finally.
Yeah. And he's giving us dirty looks.
You know, so that's really good. You know, you could, if you're up in the area this Sunday, Arnold, come in and buy 20 boxes of Girl Scouts cookies. I don't know how many boxes of cookies they're going to have here, but I want to sell them all out, and then I want to continue taking orders to ship to the troops until they run out of paper, pens, and ink. So whatever our supporters and listeners can do, do it. And if you have friends and family that have never been to the range, tell them to come up on Sunday from 10 to 3 and check out the cookie sale. And that will give them a free tour of the range, and maybe they'll see that it's not what they expected it to be. You know, this week I hosted the Essex County Police Chiefs. Last year I did the Passaic County Police Chiefs. There's 40 towns in Essex County, New Jersey. And about 27 chiefs showed up for breakfast and lunch and their monthly meeting at my facility.
Very nice.
And they... two or three of the chiefs had been here before, but the other ones hadn't. My range is in Passaic County, and they were overly impressed. Two of the chiefs said, my daughters want to go shooting. I'm bringing them here and nowhere else.
Nice.
So it was nice to see that had hundreds of years of law enforcement, you know, and guys that worked their way up through the ranks. And I like it. Half the chiefs had uniforms. The other half had suits. I tend to like chiefs that wear uniforms, to be honest with you.
Right.
I don't know. I seem to associate better with them. But they were totally impressed by the facility, the pork roll and the canteen and everything. And it went really well. I got to meet some great minds. Secret Service showed up. FBI showed up. Prosecutor's Office showed up.
Very nice.
Also, Park Police, the chief of Park Police for Essex County Parks, which is a good job. I don't know who he pissed off, but he was 8 years in New Mexico and he got transferred to New Jersey.
Ooh.
I didn't want to ask him. He's like, I was in New Mexico for 8 years and they transferred me to New Jersey. I'm like, shit.
Did you
hit on the boss's wife or daughter or something?
That'd be something.
When that happens.
Wow.
Was there a political discussion at an office party where you had too many Rob Roys?
That's for sure.
Next morning, found out you're in Siberia.
It had to be something, yeah.
He moved to New Jersey. He went to buy a gun. They asked him for an ID card. He goes like, what's that? I swear to God. Everything I do gonna be funky
from now on. Time and memories, the two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices, no interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
This segment is brought to you by Jose.
Jose.
Oh,
yes,
Philly Firearms Training, Philly Gun Training. What is it? I always forget now.
Philly Firearms
He's
Academy.
In Duluth, Minnesota.
Duluth, Minnesota on 4th Street.
Yes. Philly, Philly, guntraining.com. Jose Morales is in Center City.
Spring Garden.
Spring Garden.
Yes, he's on Spring Garden.
Spring Garden.
Right up from right west of Nolde.
Jose is the man. Northern he has Liberty. A beautiful boutique training area, and he's right across the street from the police department to get
permits. Soon moving into bigger digs.
Moving into bigger digs. Let me tell you something. One of my students, Rondu Vincent, sent me this, and this is why you want to see Jose, too. This was in Philly. A passerby with concealed carry stops a slaughter in Philly. Okay? Thank you, Rondu. You don't really see this much. But if you ask concealed carry permit holder, damn, I hate when these pop-up windows come up. Why they choose to carry concealed all the time, they sometimes dryly reply that it's because criminals are rarely considered enough to put their deadly crimes on the intended victim's calendar. Such was the case in Philly, Pennsylvania, when a man with a concealed carry permit heard gunshots as he passed by a barbershop, ran in and stopped a massacre in the making by shooting a man who had opened fire on employees and customers. Police say a man likely saved the lives of several people when he shot and killed a gunman inside a West Philadelphia barbershop. 40-year-old man was inside Falal Barbershop on the 600 block of Preston Street shortly after 3 p.m. Sunday when police say he began fighting with another person. They were arguing. And then what happened is it escalated, and he pulled a gun out and started shooting people, and this CCW holder was walking by and got involved.
Heard the shots and got involved.
Saved people's lives. And you don't read about that in the mainstream press, by the way.
No, and I wonder how the police chief, who was a major anti-gunner, and Mayor Nutter, the nut job of... who runs the city, who is also a... What did Bloomberg change the name of the illegal mayors against guns?
Moms Demand Action.
Moms Demand, yeah, something. Yeah. You got to just keep changing the name. So, you know, otherwise...
He's worth 30... I just got read the new Fortune or Forbes magazine. He's worth $38 billion.
And he spends a lot of his money trying to control your life.
Go away.
Yeah. Just move to an island somewhere, dude.
Greg Muniz sent a letter. This is the one him and Walt are doing the sentence to life thing, and they're doing the race. The website is sentence2life.com or active.com. This is the remembrance run that's going to be Sunday, April 12th, 7 o'clock in the morning. It kicks off at 9 at the old Jungle Habitat. It's only $45. He wrote another good show. You're going to have to change it to the Anthony and Walt show if you mention him anymore. And if you register now and mention Gun for Hire 20, you'll get 20% off the registration for this trail running race. He also said it's great that you're getting a team together for the Spartan race. He goes, I have ran several of them, and they're a lot of fun. Not sure of the group that will be doing the race, but it sounded like you have a lot of newbies. I would suggest considering doing a sprint to start out and not jumping right into a super. I did the super at Mountain Creek, and it is great and tough the way it should be. Don't get me wrong. My motto is overcommit and undertrain, and you will all finish the race. However, a sprint will get you all of the challenges, teamwork, and camaraderie you're looking for without making it overly torturous. I'm going to cheat. there is a sprint right in Tuxedo, New York on May 30th.
He has
June
a rickshaw
6th.
With a four-wheel drive rickshaw.
I'm booked already. Greg, you're probably, listen, my trainer has 25 weeks to get me in shape. Probably 10 weeks before the Spartan race, you're going to have to start training me for the Spartan race too, Greg. So just get ready for that, okay? I told you I would run this sentence to life thing and I wouldn't charge you, but looks like I'm charging you. But thank you. Here's another one from, remember Rob Morse from San Diego?
Of course, Rob.
We love Rob Morse, the Polite Podcast. Hi, Anthony. We bring a roll of bright orange construction tape when we go to the desert to shoot. We pull it across the sand between stakes to form a firing line. Not much chance of getting lost in that setting. After listening to the first aid portion of the show, I realized that the orange tape is also good for binding a dressing to a wound, a poor man's stretch bandage, and I'm cheap bastard.
Yeah.
All right? See you in Nashville. Will Kelly go to Nashville? No. Or is she staying home and taking care of Winston? No. Rob will be taking care of Winston. That works for me. Kelly won't be going to Nashville, but I will be in Nashville from Wednesday to Sunday in the first week of April for the NRA conventions.
Great time.
We'll find out if Scott Bach won re-election and Joe DeBurgos won re-election, and then they're going to have to kiss my ring if they won, and they're going to have to support me for next year's board run. How do you like
I hear...
that?
I wonder if Grover Norquist is going to get reelected on the board.
Yeah, right. There's he wants to be president of the NRA, too.
There's some real serious problems with Grover
Norquist. Glenn Beck's not too happy with him either, huh? Did you guys notice that? There's a lot going on with Grover Norquist.
Yeah, and a lot of ties to the Muslim Brotherhood, apparently.
Yes, that's what I hear, which I find amazing. But I guess you can't be surprised.
No, you can't be in that kind of power for that long with that. It's all, dude. Follow the money. It's always about the money.
You think?
In anything.
You think? So listen to this. I got another email from a San Diego Brian, B-R-Y-A-N. And he wrote, I've been listening to Gun for Hire off and on since 2013, but recently the total lack of help with getting anything done in his gun-hating, liberal anti-gun state, Senator Frankenstein has completely turned into a hypocrite, even though she had a CCW permit while mayor of San Francisco. Apparently, the NRA, Cam and Company don't care about this state unless it's worth reporting, like the CCW or 556 ammo crap. Other than that, they don't give a flying flock. I've emailed the governor, Senator Frankenstein, and even the NRA, and I doubt that even any of them even read them or care. It's getting to be a waste of time. I'm deciding if I want to email Cam and Company. If I do, it'll be my last email about this issue. It's a big waste of time and effort. Nobody cares. Welcome to New Jersey, too.
Yeah, right.
You'd think being licensed to carry exposed for dispensary guard, I would get a CCW permit easier. Not a chance. My last chance for the CCW is that I try to take one barbiturate and two types of morphine with me. I might not even waste my time trying to apply. The first time the person that looked over my application, she almost gave a rude, disrespectful type question regarding my reason for applying, which was self-defense due to blood thinner I have to take for the rest of my life. I guess you get approved if you have money. Know the right people.
Yes.
Bodyguards can't even get approved. Right. So I guess bribes, political favors, or kickbacks can probably work. Keep the I will not comply going. I picked up 3 stickers and a shirt today. Hopefully there will be a West Coast show in the future because it's needed. Thank you, Brian in San Diego. Well, Brian, we feel your pain. We've been under the same stress, same pressure in New Jersey for the past 40 years. We have a rhino governor that's got a couple of years left that really hasn't done much for us except stem the tide.
Right.
You know, and in California, at least you have some areas in Northern California where people
it's SoCal, which is a problem.
You know?
It's just it's in the typical progressive pockets in California. And Brian, continue to send in the stuff. And if you get any local news that you want to report, as a lot of folks do, what's interesting is this started out to be a New Jersey centric show. And over the years, when you look at the weekly stats, our numbers are higher in places like California and Florida and Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, North Dakota than they are in New Jersey. We've turned into our listenership went from what did we think it was in the beginning going to be like six people to damn near close to 2 million people a week. And that's huge in numbers. And it's all because, I think, because we're hitting a nerve that a lot of people aren't hitting.
Correct.
We've been criticized so many times for being a little edgy and irreverent. Well, that is the Jersey attitude coming across.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have to deal with a lot of BS in this state, and we try to fight so hard. But I see it. I see the change in the demeanor of a lot of our listeners from the battleground states. We're tired.
Beat up, we're tired, Sandy. And we get energized too. I think we have done a lot over the past 5 seasons to empower people, to get people thinking about gun rights, casual shooters to become committed. And we've seen the results in New Jersey just by banding together and giving a rally call. And we've got people from all over the country supporting legislation and defeating legislation that could have happened in New Jersey.
200 shows, one more than 199.
One more than 199. All right, we're coming right back. Unfortunately, that's a warning.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
The world is becoming a dangerous place, so make sure that you're protecting the women in your life, including yourself, with a lipstick bodyguard.
I'm gonna just.
Well, wait a minute before you go on. Why are you carrying a ball peen hammer with you everywhere you go?
16-ounce ball peen hammer, and I bought the one that has a sticker that says it may contain stuff that's carcinogenic only in the state of California.
Oh, so if it's outside of the state of California, correct. It's not carcinogenic?
You know, I was carrying the hatchet around the Winkler axe, and the customers were giving me a dirty look. So I switched to this ball peen hammer now, and I'm giving new definition to the term funny bone.
I see.
Yes. With my employees.
It is a nice maple ball peen hammer.
I love it. Okay. I love it.
This is what I need to put up with all the time.
I'm going to get into some learning segment, but I want to get this off before we get cut off. Marcus Max is doing Ballistics 101 again on April 8th.
That's a very, very popular course.
Yes. First Kane class sold out. The next Kane class is May 17th at 10 a.m.
What's that like? Did you say that?
Defensive Kane? Yeah.
What's it like?
You know, you can bring a cane pretty much anywhere.
Yeah, right.
Have a wooden cane and you're do whatever you want.
It's a great idea. It's like their pen class too. You're not restricted in where you can bring this thing.
Correct.
Is that why they're going to have a ball peen hammer course?
Working on that.
I see. Yeah.
Kevin's teaching basic first aid May 16th. He's doing a professional trip planning class on May 9th, which is good if you're going to go on vacation or something. Just some stuff you should carry with you.
Yep. Okay, yeah, that's pretty good.
His hemorrhage control, quick clot, April 24th. Emergency medical response if you're a range safety officer, May 3rd. CPR and AED, April 26th. Jimmy's got home defense shotgun, May 12th we have going on. You name it, we have these classes coming up. I mean, we have a ton of clinics and other classes. Test drives will be coming back for the summer. But now that the spring is coming, let's talk a little bit about the spring. People are going to be going out more. They're going to be wearing lighter clothes, and maybe you're not going to be wearing as much, and you're not going to have stuff in your pocket. When you go out at night, you should always carry a flashlight. I tell everybody it's a great defensive tool. I carry my flashlight in my weak hand pocket side. I tell the stories about how I had an altercation in Boston, and a vagrant came up to us, and I flashed a flashlight in his eyes, and you would have thought I put sulfuric acid in his face. Mm. I walk the dog with a little flashlight. I go everywhere with a little flashlight on a plane and everything.
But what do you carry, 180 lumens?
It's a little Phoenix, 180 lumen. It takes a 1-2-3 battery.
Oh, nice.
And I always have spare batteries in my bag. But that's what I carry. And you should carry your lipstick bodyguard, you know, which the ladies that have been on the show have talked about that all the time. But, you know, it's going to be lighter out later at night now, which is nice. So people are out and about. But the criminals are still out and about, too. People are going to keep their windows open in the house. Be careful with your ground level windows. The other thing to remember is if you're doing any type of gardening work or spring cleaning around the house, if your front door or garage is open and you go around the back of the house, someone could walk right in the front of your house.
Mm.
And it's happened. You know, people just walk right in. They can grab a few things and walk right out. They grab a laptop or an iPad right off of the table.
You wouldn't even
table.
Know it. You're out in the back chopping a tree.
Correct. You definitely would not know it. Things to think about, you know, we're going to, you know, daylight savings time just passed. You should have changed the batteries in your smoke detectors, carbon monoxide detectors. You should have had a fire drill. You should have had an emergency drill. If you have bedrooms on a second floor, you should have a first alert emergency ladder under one of the beds in the bedrooms that could be unraveled and you can climb out of it. These are just little things that you should think about. But, you know, in the summer, people are coming in and out of the house a lot more, so the doors are unlocked. So you should just be a little more careful with locking the doors. Also, if you have window air conditioners, you can't hear anything when you start turning the air conditioners on. You can't hear anything else that's going on in the house. You know, if you have central air or no air conditioning, you can pretty much hear anything unless the air is rushing through the vents. But these are the things you need to talk to your kids about now. When they're out and about, they're going to want to stay out later. I talk about it all the time that your kids, you should know where they are at all times, where they're going. If they deviate, they should let you know if there's any change of plans. They should always walk against traffic, so it's very hard for a car to pull up to them and sneak up and grab their kid and pull them in the car. And if anybody approaches them in a car, they should run the other way that the car is facing and run to help or a public place. The other thing is you should have a code word with your children. We talk about this all the time. Most kids are molested and abducted by family, friends, and neighbors. Why? Because we have the in. A kid won't come up to me as a stranger, but as Uncle Tony, who's been in the house before. So if I go up to little Jimmy and say, come with me, Mommy and Daddy were in an accident, that kid has to ask me, what's the password?
Otherwise, the kid is just going
to
come with me.
If they don't know the if I don't know the password, then the kid says, I can't come to you unless the police are here. My mom and dad, we have a pact like that. Because you have to teach your kids that, because that's how kids are abducted, because of the confidence. What happens is, you know, the bad person builds up the confidence and gets to know them, and then you know their schedule, and you go to the schoolyard and say, come with me, your mom and dad were just in an accident, or they had a big fight, your mom's in the hospital, and the kid, without even thinking, jumps in the car.
Right.
I want the password.
Yeah.
If they don't know the password, they don't come with you at any cost. I teach, remember, your kids are home watching television. And they're 14 years old, and they hear a knock on the door. When we were kids, we were told, don't answer it.
Yeah,
but today, they'll do like your house, Sandy.
Yeah,
they'll crowbar the front door open and break in.
Yeah.
Now your child is standing there with one or two shit bags, right?
Right.
They have to announce, who is it? My dad is sleeping or my mom is sleeping. They can't come to the phone right now. They can't come to the door right now. Come back later. And they should immediately, if it looks out of place, call 911. Don't call you. Don't call the neighbor. Don't waste those valuable seconds.
Right.
Call 911. Listen, if the radio car comes and they're really selling, you know, vinyl siding,
fine.
They
are,
But if they're not, then too bad. They should have gotten off the porch and left anyway. So you can't waste time like that with your kids. Another thing is, I'm a firm believer in counter-surveillance and surveillance. Your kids, you should be watching what they're doing. You should be reading their texts. You should have Find My Phone or GPS on them. You should be watching where they're going. If they don't like it, tough shit. All right, Android and iPhones all have the same thing now where parents can put a level of control and security in it. Do it, all right?
Yeah.
Because there's other factors that you can't control and you can't be there with and for all the time. Do it. You know, like I used to say, my father used to ask me where I was, and then I'd realize he already knew where I was, so I had to answer correctly.
They weren't asking the question.
But if I had, you know, if I had tracked my friend or find my iPhone or something on him, you know, today, if you ask your kid where you are, where they are, they have to answer correctly.
Right.
Because you can watch them all the time because the phone is constantly sending out that geotag, which is a beautiful thing. So teach your kids that. Teach your kids to stay on the path and not shortcut between two houses, just like we teach them to put their seatbelts on when they get in their car, and we teach them how to clean their plates off when they get to the sink. Make sure you have a good rapport with your kids so they can tell you if someone's bullying them, whether it's physical bullying or cyberbullying today. You know, most people today, they keep their kids like plants. They're watching television and their kids are doing their own thing. We've lost so much control today because the kids go on this thing called the internet, and they can visit the whole world and communicate with people all over, and they get so much smarter and savvy than when we were their age. We were more street smart, you
and
know?
They're exposed to so much more too.
Correct.
So much more danger than we were when we were kids.
And you have to worry, too, if you drop your kids off at grandma and grandpa's house, guarantee you there's an unsecured computer or iPad there that doesn't have any parental controls.
Right. You don't think about that, right?
And your kids can do anything. Or when they're over a friend's house.
Right.
You know, everybody's always worried about their kids coming in contact with a gun or something at a friend's house. But they go to the friend's house. When I had stepkids, I had AOL for them, even though we had cable.
Mm-hmm.
I had the $9.95 a month AOL until they were of age because AOL had kick-ass parental controls.
Oh.
I had the password, and they had it from like 8 years old till 12, and they had from 13 to 16, and then 16 to 18, and then they had wide open after that. Adult. And both of the kids, when they were my stepsons, I exercised those parental controls.
Yeah,
they didn't like it sometimes. Sometimes they had to search shit for school. They had to use my computer in front of me.
Mm.
But I didn't have to worry about them being trolled by pedophiles or any other you know, crappy porn or whatever else goes on out there. So these are the things that as adults we have to teach our kids. Even your kids, they should carry a flashlight. What's wrong with having a little flashlight in their
pocket?
Right,
teaching them how to use them.
And once they're 16 years old, they should be carrying a lipstick bodyguard everywhere they go.
If it's a girl.
If it's a girl, well, why can't a guy carry a lipstick bodyguard?
Well, they have other...
Yeah,
same.
But why not?
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, big fella.
And then you nail them.
Listen, yeah. We've got numerous letters from people where lipstick bodyguards gotten through all kinds of security.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Not that we are, you know.
No, but I mean people have forgotten it. Well, if they see any kind of like saber red mace or something, they take it away and they throw it in the contraband barrel and off it goes. But, you know, if you have all your makeup and your perfume and everything in there, it kind of gets lost in the shuffle, and it goes through the other side. Don't leave your kids or your dogs in a car. Everybody knows already. If you leave your dog in a car on a hot day, and I happen to ride by, I will break your window.
Broken. Yep.
Okay, I'll break your window right out.
You betcha.
And won't think twice about it. And I can
carry
give a shit
a
about cameras.
I carry a window break tool for that.
It's on the edge of my knife. Absolutely. I carry it all the time. So I have a Microtech knife with a glass breaker on the end. I will smash your window in a million pieces. Well, I told you, we've had customers come to the range where somebody walked in and said, hey, we've got a customer outside with a dog in the car. We make an announcement over the PA system. Do you have the Jeep with the dog outside? Yeah. Go get the dog and bring him inside, or Anthony's going to break your window. And we take the dog and put the dog in my office, and I give him treats and water, and we leave the dog there until the person's done shooting, you know? And I'm like, that's the way it's going to be.
Right.
But, again, let's go back to making sure doors are locked, making sure windows are locked. Make sure that your timers are reset now. Daylight savings time. We reset the timers on the range for daylight savings time, but now we've been having to modify them every few days because it's staying later and later every night. And then make sure they come on at the right time in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay? A lot of people forget that.
Yeah, you shouldn't really forget that. You should keep on top of your timers in your house. If you have them on the lights, it should give a presence that you're home.
Right.
Okay? Make sure you pick up those circulars at the end of the driveway that your house looks lived in when you go on vacation. We'll be going over vacation chips in about 2 or 3 weeks. Happy anniversary, Saw Group. 1 year. I hope you guys like the cake I specked out and Matt designed. I done.
You're done?
I done.
Well, happy 200th show.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I know. Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. 200 of them, as a matter of fact. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barardi. On behalf of my reluctant co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we thank you so much for listening. 200 shows strong. Millions of you out there. It's unbelievable to us. We love you guys. Please tell a friend. Each one, reach one. Bring them all to this sausage factory we do every single week. Well, Winston, it's time to say goodbye. See you next week. From sea to the shine.